In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Reverend Fathers, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is in our midst.
He is, never shall be.
You know, it's interesting, every day you can get sent the thought of the day from our archdiocese. It's something that Metropolitan Joseph has been doing for quite some time. Even before he was the Metropolitan, he was doing it on a diocesan level. And so there's an email that you can be sent with the thought of the day. And so this week, when we were reading the life of St. Mary, there was one passage in particular that jumped out at me. And apparently I wasn't the only one that it jumped out at, because when I read the thought for today, that was the passage that that I was planning on preaching this morning. So I was pleasantly surprised to see that it had jumped out to someone else as well. It probably just means that I really have nothing original of myself to say, which is a good thing in the Orthodox Church. But so anyway, over this Lenten time, there's been a number of different things that I've taught about in the homilies. I've talked about fasting and an increase in prayer, and I've talked about almsgiving and attending the services, all the different things that we do throughout the Lenten period. I've focused on all those, but all of those actually point to one thing. All of those help us in one thing. And that one thing is actually our repentance. And that's what I want to focus on today, is our repentance. So this week we celebrate the life of St. Mary. If you've never read the whole life of St. Mary or never made it to the compline where her life is read, you owe it to yourself to do it. It's a wonderful, wonderful story. You can find it online at the on the text on our diocesan site for Lent. It includes that whole life, or you probably could just Google it as well. But you really should read it. It's a wonderful story of a woman who lived a life of sin and then lived a much, much longer life alone in the desert of repentance. And so what happens in the story is there's a priest, Zosimos. He's a priest monk. He's a very pious man, and he leaves the monastery that he originally was sent by God to a monastery by the Jordan. And what the practice they had at this monastery was, at the beginning of Great Lent, they would all go out. They would serve forgiveness vespers, and then all the monks would go out into the desert and spend basically all of Lent in the desert, and then come back for Holy Week. And for Holy Week, they would then be together and they'd serve Pascha together. So he went out and he met this woman, St. Mary of Egypt, and he asked her story. And she talked about how she had been in the desert for decades. She'd been there for a very, very long time. And he asked her, was it difficult? Was it difficult, especially, you know, to get food and whatnot when you're out here alone in the desert? And this is her reply. This is how she answered. She said, "Believe me, Abba, Father, 17 years I passed in the desert fighting wild beasts, mad desires, and passions. When I was about to partake of food, I used to begin to regret the meat and fish of which I had so much in Egypt. I regretted also not having wine, which I loved so much, for I drank a lot of wine when I lived in the world. While here, I had not even water. I used to burn and succumb with thirst. The mad desire for profligate songs also entered me and confused me greatly, edging me on to sing satanic songs, which I had learned once. But when such desires entered me, I struck myself on the breast and reminded myself of the vow which I had made when going into the desert." She'd made a vow to repent, to spend this time in repentance. And the thing I find interesting here is, generally, in the story of St. Mary, she lived a very lustful life prior to going into the desert. And that's what's generally thought of when we think of her repentance. But that's not all that she mentions. She also mentions her desire for meat and her desire for wine and her desire to sing lustful songs. And so the interesting thing is that, like I said, while we think of her just repenting from her lust, she had other things that she had to repent from. And that's something that we should remember in our own lives. Each and every one of us has something to repent from. You know, repentance comes from a Greek word, metanoia, that some take literally to mean a change of mind, but it's really so much more than that, because the Orthodox view of the mind is not just that thing in our head that does our thinking, but it's also that part of us that interacts with God. It's in a sense, it's almost more that instead of the rational mind, it's more the intuitive mind. It's that which understands God. And so it's really a change in that. It's a change in that part of us that interacts with God so that we can be more closely united to Him. And so each of us have different sins that we repent of. Each of us have different things that we seek to get rid of in our lives. And like Saint Mary, there may be one thing or a couple things that are kind of the main things, but there are also a lot of other little things. The interesting thing about sin is it's taken on all this baggage. When we think of it, we think of sin, we think of horrible things. We think of murder or rape or theft. We think of these terrible things. But sin literally is just missing the mark. And what is the mark? The mark is God. And as Christ says, be perfect as our Father in heaven is perfect. Now, it may seem that by setting the mark so high, that's difficult for us, that makes things worse. But in a sense, it actually makes it better. If the mark was set at a level that we could attain, when we failed to attain it, it would be awful. But when the mark is God Himself, God the Father, and that's what we're shooting for, when we don't attain it, we realize that first of all, we recognize our sinfulness, but we also realize that it's not something that we should beat ourselves up about, but instead something that we should go and repent of and then actually allow God to forgive us. We have a couple weeks left. We have 1 week left in Lent. The next days up until Friday are the final days of Lent, and then we have the weekend of Palm Sunday, which is its own thing, and then Holy Week. If you haven't taken the opportunity to come to confession, do that. Take that opportunity in this coming week or in Holy Week, preferably before Holy Wednesday. Like Monday and Tuesday are a great time after those services. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, because we have services next Sunday evening too. The great thing about confession is it's when we just say, okay, God, I'm sorry for this and that and the other, there's, in a sense, something that's missing. What's missing is that sacrament of confession when the priest places the stole over our heads and tells us that God has forgiven us. It's that great reassurance that God has forgiven us. And I love how the sacrament of confession ends. It ends with, and now having no further care for the sins which thou hast confessed, depart in peace. And that's the wonderful thing, is that we all have things that we need to confess. We all have things that we need to repent from. But the great gift that He has given us is the fact that when we repent, when we bring these sins to Him, especially in the sacrament of confession, we are assured of His forgiveness. You know, we're told in the Psalms that He places our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. And when you think about it, that shows a geographical knowledge in that if He said it's as far as the north is from the south, that can be measured. We have a north pole and a south pole. You can measure that. If you start flying east, you'll never stop flying east. If you start flying west, you'll never stop flying west. So He puts our sins so far away from us that the distance cannot even be measured. And that is the great news. That's the good news of the gospel, that he has forgiven us. And all that He requires of us is that we repent. So don't miss this opportunity in these last couple weeks of Lent to have your confession heard, to seek to bolster your repentance in this time as we draw near to the death and resurrection of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.